actually, I'm not saying any chidushim whatsoever, because I heard many, many shiurim from Rav Soloveitchik. Probably 20 years of shiurim, close to 20 years of shiurim, and he's stopping every Hanukkah and he's talking on these issues. And so I doubt I could even, there's an original thought I could possibly have with reference to any of these matters, but maybe here and there, there might be one or two nekudot that might come to the fore. I'm going to start actually with just the Rambam, which is seemingly more agadic in nature, but a very difficult Rambam that bothers me for years already. On page number one of this handout, you see in Perek Dalet, there are two prokim in the middle here. Again, I'm sorry, I apologize for the way I position things, but I cut and paste everything in Kedarki, and that's what I do. Anyway, so Perek Dalet Halacha Yivet, I'm pre-Neanderthal. So Perek Dalet Halacha Yivet says here, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Admon. This Rambam has been troubling many for literally millennia. I don't know how to describe it. Where did he get such a statement from? What's the marker for this? And what does it mean? And what's an afkamina? And this is in a halachic context. The Rambam is writing a sefer of halacha. I know it's chabib, and so are, shall we say, jelly donuts. Now, I'm not comparing jelly donuts to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, obviously, but I'm just being cute. But I'm just, what does the Rambam mean when he says, mitzvah Ner Chanukah chabiba hi ad ma'od? He doesn't, not only does he write chabiba, chabiba ad ma'od. Furthermore, b'tzorech adam lizoreba, wow. And this is found in the context of Perek Dalet that talks about essentially the mitzvah of halacha there at Chanukah. And as a matter of fact, he goes in Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet continuing with other halacha that are relevant to halacha there at Chanukah. And suddenly in the midst of all this, the Rambam plants this, what seems to be something which is agadic in nature, and it's not agadic in nature. Nothing is agadic in nature. The Rambam, everything is halachic. So the question, what does he want? And he also, the second item I just mentioned, person has to be careful. Now, on this second line, so this many, many, and I heard the Rav Zatzal a number of times speak about the second line in the Rambam. I once thought this, I didn't hear from the Rav, but I think it's Pashut. I remember my follower, Shom, was very bothered. On page 2, there's Mo Sur. Mo Sur is very popular. By the way, it's not Makeh. But anyway, so it's very nice. I'm very much in favor of singing Mal Sur. It's one of the few Nigunim that I sing, one of the few Nigunim that I know. But anyway, so Mal Sur, of course, has a problem inherently embedded in it. That is to say, you have here, you understand why when I mention the story of Hanukkah, and you basically here have everything but the kitchen sink. You start with Mal Sur, Chanukah Tam is Beach, which is one of the reasons why Hanukkah is celebrated. And then you continue, and you go on, at the second paragraph, we discuss Shibud Mitzrayim. In the third paragraph, we're talking already about what happened with Zerubbabel and Golub Bavel and the like. In the fourth paragraph, we're talking about Purim. So essentially, we have literally gone from Chanukah, and we decided to extend and extrapolate to some of the other things. So this happens to be a din. Our Soleshi was very fond of saying this over a number of different ways. He didn't say it, but most true, but I'm sure he had it in mind. And he was medayik in this language of the Rambam that I just began to read a moment ago, that this is based on a famous Gemara that's found in Brachos and Megillah. The Gemara tells us that one person started saying Shvachim of Hashem Yisbarach, okay, La Godo Hagib of Anora, and they asked him, okay, yeah, at one point he stopped. See, I'm Tinul the Shvachim of the Kuli Alma. Did you finish? So the Rav said that Gemara, both in Brachos and Megillah, is the source of the Rambam and Mordechai Buchan. The Rambam has a famous concept, philosophic concept, of Tarim Shliliim. You cannot describe Hashem in positive terminology. It can only be described in what He's not. He's not this, and He's not that. The moment you describe Hashem positively, it's a diminution of His greatness. That cannot be done. They're very famous Rambam. He bases also on another Gemara in Brachot. So in effect, what do? We, once we begin to say Shvachim, then we have to literally go on ad infinitum. The Gemara says in Megillah, Mi yochel amalek ruat Hashem, rak mi shochel hashmiya kol tilato. Only someone who's capable of going the, what does he do, what he has the expression? Going the 100 yards. The full 100 yards, is that what the size of a football field is? Going for a first down. I have to know some sports language in order to function in my yeshiva. Anyway, otherwise I'm simply malfunctioning completely. But I learned a few things, and that's what I memorized. It took me a long time, much more difficult than the Rambam. Anyway, so here the Rambam is saying a din, that you have to go, once you start, you have to continue. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that this is the reason why in Berachas HaBazon, when we say Nodelcha Hashem Elokeinu, the second bracha, as you know, is Birchat Haaretz. It's a bracha about Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Chem Latov Ruchava, and then we start with the bracha chiburs, one after the next. V'yal Shotzisano Hashem Elokeinu Eretz Mitzrayim. V'beis Avodim. V'yal Beris Suchos Shechosav Dibsoreinu. V'yal Teras Hashim Elokeinu. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah paskins like Rav Soloveitchik, or I should say vice versa, some say, no, I say like Rav Soloveitchik, he passed and he said, Bi Ala Nisim, with the Vav HaChibur.
Right.
And yeah, those who noticed the Sidurim in BMTL, many of the Sidurim, their Nusach was changed. It was no Vav, and some elf came in the middle of the night and changed all the Nusachs. Anyway, so you have there, I have to know that elf. Anyway, so the, but there you have, V'al Bris Chashem Chazadim Zoreinu, V'al Teiras Chashulim Anatono, V'al Chukir Hashem Anatono, V'al Chaim Chaim Vechesh Anatono, V'al Achilas Bezon Shah Tazon. That's based on this, what the Rambam is saying here. It seems to be that kind of a halacha, that once you start saying Shvachim of Rivano Shel Olam, you have to continue, and the Rambam adds that, and that's why most Surah, I imagine, has a litany of all the other Yom Tovim again, and then the Rambam continues, this is also a famous din that's found a number of times. It's found the Mokka, the Magen Mishnah says the Mokka of that din is Dal Kosos. And there are a number of dinim that the Abinezer writes. Whenever there's Pesuma Nisa, so there's a chiyuv to go ahead and literally go begging or selling your clothing. Ram gives you all the different scenarios. Now it could be. Maybe that's where the Rambam began with that preamble. Mitzvah Nechanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Admoah. But if that's the case, there are a number of such scenarios where this happens. Not just Nechanukah, Dal Kosov, and there are a few others as well. So why didn't the Rambam say by the others that those mitzvahs are also Chaviva Admoah? It's a very striking language of the Rambam, and it needs an explication, and I'm not sure I have the proper explication for this Rambam. I just began with this because of what we're going to say in a moment, which is going to discuss actually the... another aspect of Ner Chanukah that's critical. Okay, if you have a simple explanation, I mean, this it's interesting that this could be, I assume, Chaviva, what is the word he
adbod?
I know what the word means, but I'm saying, I mean, halachically, I want to know what does it mean. Mitzvah Chaviva he adbod. How's the Chavivas, how's it measured, how is it manifest? Well, how's it expressed, exactly, that's what I'm primarily interested in. Yeah.
I think you're right, Chalapa's an oracle, or he mentions that you see this lotion when there's Pisarkis and all.
With a Kisar and Kiss. Okay, that could maybe. It's
a little of an Esther Gossel.
So,
I don't remember if you can save it.
That costs money. A lot more. Yeah, but a little bit of an
Esther Gossel. It seems that, I mean, you're asking a good question.
You don't have to sell your clothes.
It could be Mishnah. I would assume it's to us. A mitzvah chaviva yadmod, since we're the ones who are obligated to mitzvah, but I assume it's obviously certainly chaviv to Hashem as well. So, I understand where you're headed for. Baruch Hashem, that's not a. I don't think it's a necessarily what?
That's a whole 4 minutes.
I'm just saying that. I'm just indicating that there's a din. We know the din is Hamavazit al Yavazi Yazim Mechemish. The Gemara says in Ksumis, it's also called. By the way, I actually Xerox said that's not what I'm talking about tonight. All is not included. In Tuf Reish Nun Vav, I actually mentioned this. Where is this found? On page number 3. I forgot to put the numbers here. But in page number 3, there should be Tuf Reish Nun Vav over here. Yes, it is in Ramah. If you take a look in towards the, it's actually in Hilchos Lulav. Maybe you look over there. In Hilchos Lulav.
Balabatish possible.
Now, 1 second before you get to Balabatish, what's 1 second?
Where?
You look at it says Shulchan Aruch Chaim Tafresh Min Gimel Hilchos Lulav. There, he mentions there about not spending only if you not to violate a lav, then you have to spend kol hom beis. You have to spend all your money. Not for mitzvah. We know the Gemara says that shlish. And the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tuf Reish Nun Vav. Maybe I didn't Xerox it. I don't remember it.
To the right side.
No. But I'm saying there's a din that Al Yavaz V'Yosef Mechomesh. However, by Pesum Nisa, as mentioned by Dal Kosos, the Rashban mentioned at the beginning of Avraham Tzolchem over there, this concept. Then you have to spend literally. You have to go and Bishoel Mochek Suso, and even borrow from take from Tzedakah in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Right. But it's based on Pesum Nisa. It's interesting. Rashi mentioned once said. Now that you remind me of this, on page 3, I also did put this down. But there's a famous comment of Rav Sadia Gaon. You know, Rav Sadia Gaon wrote Sefer Mitzvahs. The whole Sefer Mitzvahs of Rav Sadia Gaon consists of 500 lines. And this fellow, Rav Yochanan Fischel Perla, in Vilna, wrote three volumes, three very, very Ave Keres volumes of Rav Sadia Gaon, about 5,000 pages. What he does, he compares each mitzvah of Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Sadia Gaon is found, quoted by Rashi Mishpatim. Rashi Mishpatim mentions that all the, according to Rav Sadia Gaon, all the Tanyag mitzvah can be subsumed under Aseret HaDibro. He divides them in categories. There are 10 categories, and then he takes different mitzvahs and subsumes them under those categories of the Aseret HaDibro. That's what he writes. So here, Absalom Gaon has a very fascinating comment. He's talking about the mitzvah of Hallel. We know that the Gemara has in twice in Shas, in Brachas Yedalam, Megillah Yedalam, Astira, and two Gemaras, where the Hallel is a din d'araisa, din d'rabbanan. The Gemara Brachas says it's a din d'rabbanan, the Gemara Megillah says a kal v'chomer, a din d'araisa. Generally, the issue of these two Gemaras is that B'shas ha'nes, halo is a din min ha'Torah. And then, as a zechel to the nes, years later, it's a din d'rabbanan. But most of Shonim hold that halo is a din d'rabbanan. The Ramban writes that on Yom Tov, halo is a din d'rabbanan. That's the Ramban, Shitoso. But he quotes here, there's the Bahag. The Bahag happens to hold the halo is d'rabbanan. So Absadi also quotes from the Smak that it's a. And the question, what's the mocker to say halo is d'rabbanan? You need a mocker. The Ibn Ezra quotes a pasuk, so unless you thought the pasuk was difficult, the pasuk in Dvarim, where he quotes it over here. That Huti Laskab Hu Elokecha, it's Hashem is my God, and Hashem is also my worthy of my praise. Huti Laskab Hu Elokecha. That's not really an explicit tzibui.
Yom
Simchat. I'm saying that it's another pasuk that I'm banning the Sefer Mitzvot quotes that pasuk, but here I'm just saying that he quotes different pasuk from Ben Bachaye. That's not what I'm interested in. You'll go a bit further. He mentions here that the possibility of the halal being mina Torah is based on a sifra. He quotes a sifra. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perler brings actually in the Sefer Mitzvot. He quotes it from the Daniel Avavli, the last five lines of this little citation here from Absadi Gon Sefer Mitzvot. He's talking about the mitzvah of being mefarsem l'rabim the nes Hashem did for His children. He saved us from mukat tzaros with nisim and niflaot, and that's what he quotes here. Look at the last four lines. Namely, he quotes the pasuk velot zichalu Hashem kotchi. That's of course the isur chil Hashem b'nikdashli b'tok bnei Yisrael. So it says, Mimashra Shanem Velotichalal. So it says, Emor Kadosh. That's the Mokah, the Mechuyim and Halal and Pursum and Isa. I mean, just like the Navarre of Chil Hashem, I'm Mechuyim to Yimosu Nevesh, not to Michal Hashem Shamayim, so too, the Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, I'm Mechuyim Lahotzi, Kol Mamoni, the Kaddish and Hashem, I did Pursum and Isa, Dabakadera. Wow. What a stretch. But that's what he writes over here, Rav Sadia Gon. And it's just, again, I this sounds to me, again, I try to be careful not to go over a certain kav. I mean, we're talking in halacha, and we have to be careful. I'm very easily noted the drush. That's the nature of being in the rabbit some of the years. anyway, but here that's what he called such a marker. The reason why I say this, because if you remember the Gemara in Shabbos, I didn't zirak this Gemara, but the Gemara is well known to all of us. The mitzvah is mishitishoka achama achi dikol regal v'ashuk. So that mitzvah, where the Gemara said, tells you what the shurim are, ad kama, the Gemara says, rigla tamudoi, that these are the people who used to sell wood, they used to sell eitzim, because it got dark at night, and you want people to be able to see, and have fuel for their Hanukkah, so they're in Sake Bashuk. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, others also say this, that, what do you see, that there's presumed nisa even for non-Jews. That's what, they were non-Jews. Rashi says, shem umma malakta eitzim. Yeah. So you see, apparently, they didn't presume it. So even that applies apparently to non-Jews. And we say actually, there's a diuk that actually is made in the Alanisim, the Alanisim, sorry. Ulcha Asisa, it says Afal. He says, Ulcha Asisa Shem Gadol, the Kadosh Beolamecha. And then it says, Ule Amcha Yisrael, Asisa Chua Gadol, Afukan Gayamazet. So that's divided into two. So it says, number one, Ulcha Asisa Shem Gadol, the Kadosh Beolamecha. Correct? Who's that talking about? Goyim. And the second letter says, "Ulam Chayisel sees a chua gadol afukin gayom azay." So that Mefarshim, they say that applies even to non-Jews. The Pirsum and Isa, that's arrived from that Rashi in Shabbos. That but the regular Tamudoi, but whatever the case is, I'm simply trying to point out that generally this Pirsum that we do over here, I mean, is not relevant. Other days also have Pirsum and Isa. Let's say Purim also has an element of Pirsum and Isa, but we're not obviously interested in being Mefarshim in Purim to the non-Jewish world. But somehow in Chanukah there is an issue somehow. A piercing to the non-Jewish world. All this is being said simply to note the following, that trying to explain that there's apparently an element here which is really markedly different than there is with reference to anything else. Even though it's true that dalakosas are also based on presuming these, so there are other, I mean, I'm just trying to explain the Rambam, Mrs. Nechanaka Chaviva Yadmo, that would have a... go ahead, yeah.
Maybe. He's obviously introducing... to spend money for Persumenisa,
right.
Dalakoso, the Mishnah, Afilu, I mean, should be Yisrael.
Yeah. Okay. That's what's basically.
So, but that often, so where else do they spend money in such mitzvah for Persumenisa? Dalakoso is subsumed under the mitzvah of Zachar, is it subsumed under your rights of Zachar to give Raisa, the Rambam. This is a total Rabbanim. So just like Yotiv Shei, Zalzalu, it's only Drabanan, don't think it's only Drabanan. Mitzvah's even. It's like talking to Baal Batim, who might think otherwise. This mitzvah, don't think otherwise. It's Chaviva Ad Ma'od.
Okay.
It's just like Dalit Kosos or something.
Okay.
That kind of a direction.
It's all nice and dandy when
possible.
You say...
Possible.
It's not Pram Rambam, but I mean, it's very nice.
Why you don't like it?
How can it be
Doraisa?
It's not the Bahag. Bahag has many interesting elements where he counts thousands of mitzvahs, including Bikur Cholim, Echnas Kala. The Rambam goes crazy against the Bahag. He rails against him in Sefer Mitzvahs. He has a field day with him. He counts all these mitzvahs that are really the Rabbanon, but there may be a Kiyum Doraisa. That's what Salvation would say. Let's say the Kiyum Doraisa, the Havzah Chamecha, the Rambam Hilchos Arelos. He tells you that all these mitzvahs that are basically the Rabbanon, Bikur Cholim, Echnas Kala, Vayasat Meis, they're all rabbinic. The Gemara goes out of its way. I haven't started the shiur yet, but the Gemara has remez lebikur cholim and atar minayim. The Gemara says in the Dorim, what's the remez lebikur cholim? The Gemara brings all kinds of remezim. The Gemara says on Yudal, the Gemara in the Dorim, that man, all kinds of different remezim for mitzvah da abonim. The Gemara can't find the explicit source of bikur cholim, so the Rambam counts them as dinner da abonim. But there's a kiyum daraisa of yahafter lechemol. The way the Rambam defines it, the way I want others to treat me, that's how I should treat them. That's how the Ramban and Kedoshim Yutes also writes like that. And the Rambam likes like that. Okay, well, I only said this, I only began with this, because this is a difficult Rambam. Since I'm already, I didn't really mean to get me off the track again, which is not good, but just one more last thing before I get to what I want to discuss. It's in Perek Gimel here. Again, look at page number one. Uh-huh. So in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Chanukah, in the Halacha Gimel. I'm talking about the right side now. The Halacha Gimel, the Rambam, this is also a difficult Rambam. I'm sure Rabbi Razvi Shlita, you have a lot to say about this too. Neizeh Hiskinu Chacham Shemosa Ador. You see that? Shmonas Yom Meilu Shetchilasun Chafei B'Kesev Yimei Simcha V'Halal. That's well known. The Gemara calls him Yom Tovim V'Halal V'Dor. So the Rav Soloveitchi quoted his uncle. Yimei Simcha V'Halal means Isu Hesper V'Tainis. That's how you understood Yimei Simcha. Otherwise, there's no marker for this Yimei Simcha, as far as I know, in Chazal. Next, U'madlikim B'hem Aneros Be'orev B'erev Al Pischei Abatim Laharot u'legalos hanes. B'chol ayin u'leila, sorry. Laharot u'legalos hanes. And then he writes, V'yom neilu hanikroim chanukah v'asurim behesper v'tanis k'mei apurim. By the way, that Rav pointed out that, as you know, the Seder of the Rambam is different than the Seder of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch follows a chronological order. Namely, Shulchan Aruch starts with the laws of every Jew in the morning, the Tzias Yadayim and all that, and then it continues on its merry way. And then even the Seder of Yom Tovim is l'fi ha-Seder ha-chronologi, chronological order of the year. The Rambam has a totally different understanding of it. It's a conceptual order. And therefore, the Rambam has what? Has he placed these two halachas? He calls them, you know, Chanukah is Gimel and Dalet, Aleph and Beis Hilchos Megillah. Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. The Yom Tov of Chanukah precedes the Yom Tov of Megillah chronologically. The answer, according to the Rambam, is that no. The conceptual basis for the Yom Tov of Chanukah is based on Purim, based on the Gemara Megillah Daf Yudal. That's what the Rambam said. That's why the Rambam says two or three times, Kimea Purim. The Rambam compares it to Purim.
Purim was before Chanukah.
And Purim was before Chanukah, historically, he's saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference. He's saying that as far as the model, in terms of when Chazal set it up, these Yom Tov, okay, I'm just telling you what that was his understanding. That's not my interest right now. I continue. So the Rambam, first of all, there's a Kefa Loshin here also. There's a double language in the Rambam. Because he begins by saying, Hiskinu Chachamim, there's a Takonos Chazal, to Imadig Neros, Al Pischei Habatim Cholayim V'Layla LaHaros LeGalos Hanes. And then at the end, the last line, he tells you, "Al Pischei Neros Ben Mitzvah Yerusov Gias Amigila." What is he adding this for? He just said it basically. What is he adding? So Rav Soloveitchi used to say, and many say this already in the Rambam, there are two aspects actually in the mitzvah of Alakas Ner Chanukah. One is there's certainly an obligation to be for him to light Neros Chanukah, unquestionably, as the Rambam ends. And secondly, there's another aspect of Alakas Neros Pirsum Hanes. Laharos of the Galus Hanes. The Rambam uses this language a number of times here in the halacha. Now, basically, there are two separate, two separate aspects. One is that it's not one mitzvah pesumin nisa, but rather it's two separate kiyumin. One is a mitzvah of halacha, and then there's also a obligation to be mefarsim the nes ayidei neros chanukah. Now, the reason why I say all this again, to show you something else. If you look in the Rambam here again, he says in halacha, this halacha, he says madlikim bayim saneres ba'erev al pischei abatim mashma. That part of the takon is lighting it where? Al pischei habatim. We have to light it at the entrance to the houses. And yet, look in Perek Dalet on the other side. Halacha Zayin. Halacha Zayin is found on page 3 over here. I somehow forgot to do it, and then I do it as a rebound. Halacha Zayin. See on page 3 below Rav Sadigon. Here he tells you.
Yeah.
Ner Chanukah mitzvah lanicho al pesach besim bachutz. B'tavach asomach al pesach asmol anichnas labai kide shetia mezuzah b'imin. The Chanukah Mishmol, he quotes the dinim that were mentioned earlier. In Ma'ya Dar Balia, Manicha Bechalon Asmucha, Rishus Arab, Manicha Chanukah Shinich Lamam Vesumam, Alasa Klum Fishen Onikar, and Vesakona, Lachaches, You put it on the table, vidayo. So here, the Rambam, and this is a little bit difficult to understand, because here he says, again, in Peridal Alok HaZayim, the mitzvah is l'anicha al Pesach Vesu Machutz. Mashma, that this is another mitzvah over and above that which you mentioned earlier. I mean, I'm asking, what is the Rambam adding over here? He had in the previous halacha, and they had in Perek, the first thing I mentioned, which was in Perek Gimel, and now he in Perek Dalet. What's the Rambam doing over here? So I thought,
the details.
What is it? In Perek Aleph, actually, he's talking about the Takana Chazal, that these 8 days, Mesimcha Vahalo, Yulag Al Pisri Abatim, Laharos Gal Salanes, which means that Ner Chanukah, and that Takana is obviously talking about Pisri Abatim, Pesum and Isra, Vashem and Perek Dalet. He's talking about the details of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah of Divrei Sofrim, but it seems to be a Kiyum of Ner Chanukah even without Pesum and Isra. Is that true? That's the question. I'm asking, is the Rambam talking about two different... The reason why I say all this, because there's a problem here between Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet. For example, when I just read B'mei HaSakona, Menichal Shulchan V'dayo. So, I don't understand. The Rambam already said, again, this was already mentioned before as well. The Rambam said that B'shas HaSakona Mitech V'doch Beso B'bifnin. What additional element is the Rambam adding over here, Menichal Shulchan V'dayo? He already said this before. So, apparently the Rambam is being mechadish to us, that there's an obligation of hadlaka even when there's no pirsum anes, namely the bnei abayit. There's also chiv hadlaka. We know the Tosfos writes in Shabbos, that's quoted by the Ramon Shalom, I think in Tavrei Shainov, he mentions that today, that that's what you mentioned earlier, Gershon, namely that you have to be careful to light, if you're going to light Neirot Chanukah inside the house, don't light it where you light Neirot Shabbos or other Neirot, because there should be a heker. It has to be a heker, that these are being done distinctly for Neirot Chanukah and not for anything else. And that's a hekel bnei abayit. That's based on Tosfos in Shabbos. And the Rambam apparently tells you that b'shas hasakona here, he tells you you can put it al shulchano, which is, what does that mean? So our salvation is what it meant. Even though you place your candles there the whole year, so the halacha is that here you can place the candles on Chanukah as well. You don't require a hekel b'shas hasakona. That's what he wanted to learn in the Rambam. The question, of course, is that what do you mean? Because the Rambam presumed he saw as meikah din adlaka. How could you go ahead and get away with this kind of idea to put it al shulchano and not have any pursuit of Nisa? So the answer is apparently that the Rambam Shita is that the Bishas Takona, that there's no Takona to be Malik Bifneim, but the difference is there are two separate dinim. One is a mitzvah al Baka, one is a mitzvah of Pirsum Anes. So Bishas Takona, where it's not possible, so it's enough. You're becoming the basic mitzvah al Baka, there's Chanukah, even though there's no Pirsum Anes. Mm-hmm. You don't have, and that's why there's no din of Hekah. That's where you can put it. When you put there a Kala Shana Kula, you can put it there as well. That's what the rough thought is, the Pshat and the Rambam. Okay, but whatever the case is, I'm just saying there are two elements, clearly, as far as the mitzvah halakha. One is this element, and one is the other element of Pirsum Anes. Okay, the topic I want to talk about tonight is the topic of the Birchas HaRoeh. It's a very famous topic. I'm not going to be Mechadish any Chidushin, but I think it's important to review it, to see exactly what's happening. Gemara says in two places, on the page number one, upper right-hand corner, upper left-hand corner, Gemara discusses, tells you the din of Hamadik Ner Shal Chanukah Tzorech Levarech, that a person who obviously lights Ner Chanukah, so like a bracha, that's the bracha, of course, of Hamadik, Lahadik Ner. There are different nischos, by the way. I think we say Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah. And there are other nischos as well. Okay, that means you have to look in the Sugyim Sochim and Abzayim in order to really know that, understand what the issues are over there. That's not the issue I'm talking about. But whatever nusach you make, it's a bracha in the act of hadlaka. Next, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, Haroah Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorech Levarech. That's a din of Birchas HaRoeh, which is the bracha that we know, the bracha of Sh'asa Nisan Avosenu, Bayam Ma'im Bazman Hazeh. That's also a very well-known, pretty famous kind of bracha. And then it continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yom HaRishon, Haroah Mevarech Shtayim, Umadik Mevarech Shalosh. Bikan Ve'elach, Umadik Mevarech Shtayim, Haroah Mevarech Achas. And the Gemara says that the bracha that we're not going to say is the bracha of Shachianu, and the other two brachas I said every single day. Now, there's a question now, when does this Birchas HaRoeh applicable? And here's the Rashi in two different places, and then the Rambam Shita and the Rishonim have a lot of discussion on this topic. Rashi over here writes, HaRoeh, I have to read Rashi very, very carefully. He says, HaOver Bashuk, V'Roeh B'Yachar HaChatzerot Dolek. Means the person's walking during the time when Ner Chanukah being lit, and he sees in someone's Chatzer, he sees a Ner that's lit. And therefore, what is the din? The moment he sees that, he has to make a bracha. Now, Rashi does not tell you, do you plan on lighting the first part of Rashi? Am I going to light later on? Have I already lit? Rashi does not tell you anything. Parship shot in Rashi is that it really is a new din, a new concept, apparently, that even though perhaps you will light later on, or even though you may have lit already, the din is the moment you see the Neres Chanukah, you make a bracha shas nisim. Now, the question is how many times you have to make that bracha, if that's the pshat in Rashi. Every time I see a Neres Chanukah, I walk another Lahamas, I make another bracha. That would be, even though maybe one might argue that, that the zechiv every time to go ahead and you see Neres Chanukah, according to this explanation of Rashi, you make another bracha. For example, let's say I put on tefillin, I don't know, there are people who put on tefillin several times during the day. That's not a good analogy.
Yeah.
But if you put on tefillin, it's hasachadah, so then of course you go to the washroom in between. So then you make another bracha, you put them back on again because you can't wear tefillin in the washroom, therefore it's hasachadah automatically. But here there's, that's called the hasachadah, so I walk down the amut, I see another there, I make another bracha. It's not mistaber, sounds like a bracha shein atzvicha, sounds like you're really involved in ribu bracha. But Rashi's sheet is clear. At least the first explanation. Second explanation of Rashi. Rashi quotes, "Umatzasim Shem Aben Yitzchak Ben Yehuda, Shem Aben Shem Aben Yaakov, the Lohuska Brachosu Al Misha Lo Hidlik Beveso Adai." I have not yet lit in my house near Chanukah. Olo Yoshe Bisvina. This is also this Yoshe Bisvina that Rashi decided to insert is the subject became the subject of a whole literature. Yoshe Bisvina sounds like that it's not considered to be my house. Let's say I'm on
a cruise.
Ocean liner cruise for 6 weeks. Why is that not my house? Yoshe Bisvina. So the Achronim talk about this Rashi. This is not, again, the issue is, let's say a person, I once went on a train and had a Pullman sleeping berth. What do they call it?
Mm-hmm.
A sleeper car.
Oh.
I was, how many hours? I went from New York to the Midwest. One of these sleeper cars. It was a few hours, it stopped many times. So so the question is that different than Yoshe Bisvina? So the Poskim say yes. Right. That you could light, assuming that you're allowed to light in all the further discussion that we had earlier. That would be yes. But this Yoshe Bisvina, which apparently is exposed to the not called the bayit. I mean, the halacha is it's Neri Shebeso. That's the basic din. Yoshe Bisvina is not called Neri Shebeso. Anyway, the second explanation in Rashi simply indicates that someone who did not yet light. Now, Rashi does not indicate here, it says, like, if I already lit mashma from Rashi, that there's no need to go ahead and make a bracha, according to the second explanation of Rashi, that there would be no birchas haroah. Means the first explanation of Rashi, there's a new concept called birchas haroah, and the second explanation, if I didn't get lights, then I can go ahead, but if I already lit, and obviously I made the bracha shas anisim, there's no need to make it again. That seems to be over here. Now look at the
even if you are going to light.
Well done. Right.
Even if exactly. you're on way home to light. You
that's correct. That's the mashma of Rashi, lit or at least this Rashi over here. The next Rashi, which is in...
It doesn't say whether you light up.
What was that?
It also doesn't say if you...
Correct, it does not mention that. 100% correct. So now, the next Gemara is also in Sukkah. It's another famous Gemara. And that may involve... The Gemara seems to be similar. It came out the same Gemara, but look at Rashi again. Harel near Chanukah. This is in the upper left-hand corner, this Rashi. So Rashi says, Koyi al shalom hidlik beveso. You did not light. Here Rashi tells you, you didn't light near Chanukah. Va'ovei b'shus ha'avim. Someone asked me today... Here he says, Ovi Vashuk, Ovi Vashus HaRabim, but the problem is that Rashi earlier said, Veroa Be'echa HaChatzerot, and now he says, Veroa Osa Be'Pitzcha Yisrael. I think it's the same thing, Lefi Ani Yudati. Shem Mitzvah L'Aniach Be'Pesach. So here Rashi says, Tzarech L'Varech Ala Rishona. So Rashi here is not as, L'Varech Shtayim, he tells you the bracha, She'en Ala Roa, this is important, L'Varech Shtayim, Shechiyon V'Shasa Nisim, She'en Ala Roa L'Varech L'Hadig Nesha Chanukah. That's a very important statement. Birchas Haroah seems to be a bracha that is independent of the act of hadlaka, even though generally speaking, obviously our practice is to put them together, all three brachas. But here Rashi says it's a separate bracha, separate hakonos chazal, and even though it's not associated with an act of hadlaka on Erev Chanukah, you're making a separate bracha, fine. So now this is now a famous discussion on page number 2, the upper right hand corner. I imagine you probably have heard this. Rav Soloveitchik was not like this, she said this was the meaning of Rav Chaim Brisker, and this is a...
From this Rashi in Sukkah, so it says, if you made a bracha, the bracha on the Rishona, meaning that he's going back to his house and he's doing Hadlakas Neres, right?
Yeah.
So it means that he doesn't every time that he sees it, it doesn't make a separate bracha of Bracha Saroah. Because when he goes home, he's only making one bracha.
Okay. Right. So there's a comment over here, Masechet Sofrim. It's a very famous comment, and as I said, in the Soloveitchik family, they actually follow this practice, which is I don't know, it's against the Ramah. Okay, that doesn't disturb them, but anyway, but it's against the practice of Rav Klal Yisrael, as you'll see in a moment. He writes in Masechet Sofrim here on page number 2, upper right hand corner. Mm-hmm. He tells you that Ketzad Mevarchim Biyom Rishon Haman Mevarch Shalosh Haman Mevarch Shtayim, and then he goes to the Bracha V'Hadig Ner, and then he says after the first Bracha V'Hadig Ner V'Omer Haner V'Salolo, tells you, you say right after the first Bracha Haner V'Salolo Ono Madikim Ala Yeshuot Ala Lissim Ala Flot Asher Asisla V'Seinu Aide Kohanecha Agnoshim V'Chol Shemunat Yimei Chanukah Haner V'Elu. Okay, Halolo V'Elu Kodesh V'Ein Lanu V'Shut L'Shtamish B'Hem Elu Osu B'Vakil Yerodos Yishmecha And then after you say that, then you make the other two brachas of Shechianu and the bracha of
Everything's mixed up.
What?
Shechianu is second.
It's another very good ha'ara that needs discussion. Wow. And here he says first Shechianu and then the bracha of Shasa Nisan. Why should that be, by the way, in terms of that specific question? So generally the rule of thumb is Tadu Shena Tadu Tadu Kodem. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, but you
say Shekhanu
after the
Rakhata
Mitzvah.
Correct, after the Rakhata Mitzvah, it's Shekhanu.
We don't say before Haner
Salah.
That's not what we do.
Question.
No, we don't follow this in general. We don't follow this in general, but I'll get to that in a second. But anyway, so there's I just want to show you a number of items. There's a first on page number 1 again, in the Hagos Ma'amani, I don't know if you can read it. But below, on page number 1, below on the bottom of the page, there's Hagos Ma'amelios, slightly, I'm sorry, in the first os, and then the second os, he brings this Masechet Sofrim, that you make Shechianu and Shasa Nisim after the act of Habakkuk. The Ramah actually says clearly against this. The Ramah can be seen on page number 2, upper left-hand corner, in the microscopic print of Sit Bet, of Tafri Shain Vol. The Ramah says, that's the minhag of Rav Klal Yisrael, to make the bracha actually before the act of Hadlaka. But as I said here in the Hagos Maimonios, what was that? Hagos Maimonios, again, the reason is Poshet, so all the brachas should be Ovel Asiyasa. Mm-hmm. That's in general the practice that we have. But as I said, the Hagos Maimonios quotes from this Masechet Sofrim. If you take a look, you'll see he quotes it in the second, in Ot Bet. He brings that in, well, exactly. So now the question, of course, is, what's the issue? And this issue, of course, has become even more of an issue because we've shown him talk about this Ba'arichot, and Rashi alluded to it. But if you look on page number 3 of this handout, there's a Chiddushei Rashba, a Chiddushei Ritva, a Chiddushei Ramban. They all have different positions. What exactly the three brachot are to be made? Are they made at one time? Look, for example, the Ritva in the middle. Mayim Mavarach, Menorah Gulavarach, Shloshtem Kodem Adlaka. Yishem B'chol Mitzvah Mavarach Aleim Avad Asiyasa. Kemoshim Mavarach Aleim Shloshtem Kodem Mikra Megillah. It gives you a model, Mikra Megillah. And of course, ain't a dome, but anyway, lo mishaneh. The model I don't understand. V'yesh omrim, you have rishona shibichas hamitzvah tzarich lomar tchila. Aval hashtayim v'acherot omrim achas she'ischa da'adik. He already suggests, without the Masechet Sofrim, he suggests that you go ahead, and after you did the hagloka, now you have, he says, she'i roe haner v'vach alem, keino roe haner shachanika, ve'im l'shanot b'zeh amino. That's the ritva. And the Rashba also, take a look at the right-hand corner, also quotes different positions, and the Ramban as well. So they are, and the Rashi that we just started with. Now the question is, what's the issue? And of course, the issue is Poshet, and the way our Salvation thought, but many already say this, I don't think it's his Chiddush. Namely, what is the nature of the Bracha? Let's start with Shasa Nisa. Shechianu is clearly a Birchat Azman, but the Bracha Shasa Nisa, what's the nature of this Bracha? Do we assume that essentially that there are two, as I said before, the two aspects to the Halakat Nerot of Halakat Nerot of Chanukah? What is the mitzvah of Halakah? The Chazal Masakein, and that you make a bracha lahadik. But then there's also Laharot or the Galatanes, the way the Rambam mentioned a number of times over here. And for that, actually, you have to make a bracha Shasa Nisim. Is that the pshat? No, basically, we're talking about that it's, I would call it a Birchas HaMitzvah. It means there are two types of Birchas HaMitzvah. One is on the Maisa Halakah, and one is on the Pirsim HaNes. By the way, you know this reminds me of David, it reminds me of Rasul, which has a number of such ideas. For example, there's a taste of Sochem Adav Zayin, also a taste of Laz of the Mila. The Rashba Mishantz has an opinion that by a bris Mila, you make two brachas before the act of Mila. That's not what we do. We're going to make the first bracha ala Mila, right before, that's the bracha of the Maisa Mitzvah, and then we make the bracha Lachnisa bevisa Avraham Avinu right after the Mila. Said the Rashi Mishnah, no, both brachas are made before the Maisa Mila. So the ask the Tosfos read, Rav Soloveitchik used to quote this, ask Tosfos read, where do you find two brachas and one mitzvah, or two brachas and mitzvahs? Yeah. So the Rav, of course, Kedarko, said, Tzvei Dinim. There are two aspects to the Maisa Mitzvah. One is the act of Mila, the Maisa Mila, and the other is becoming a Ben Bris. Well, he said so many times this Chiddush. And the Raya he brings, which is a cute little Raya, is that we generally answer after the Mila, Kshem Shenichas Abris, Ken Yikadis. But the Rif and the Rambam have different girsa. Kishem shehichnasto labrit. They tell the father, just like you brought your child into the bris mila, kach tachniseyu, the Torah chub masim tovim. So you see that there's apparently knisa labrit is also, I mean, l'mayin afkemina, what is the knisa labrit? What does it entail? It sounds to be very homiletical in nature, but I'm not allowed to say that, because I've already said it so many times. And he claimed that's why you have two birchas hamitzes. Most Rishonim did not learn that. They learned it's a shayach v'odah. Tesim Sochem Dav Zayin, and Kimat 98% of the Rishonim against the Rashba Mishans said that it's a Sheikh Vodah. And it's made like all Sheikh Vodah. If the president has witnessed whatever event you witness and you make a bracha, you thank Hashem, you praise Hashem for that which he did, that's this bracha of Lachnisu Bevisu Avraham Avinu. So now comes over here. If you assume that Birchas Saraya is also Birchas HaMitzvah, because there are two parts of the mitzvah, as we said earlier. One is the Maisa Adlaka, and one is the Dinner Pesumin Nisa. So therefore, the Adlaka is, you have to make both of these brachas, according to this position, will have to be made beforehand. But the simple pshat is that the brachas HaRaisim is no Birchas HaRoya, not a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's the Parshi pshat. Birchas HaRoya, HaRoya, the way we saw. Oh, one second. Okay, exactly. So, means you're making a bracha on the Riyah, means every madlik is a roa. That's what the Rishonim here wrote, the Rashba, the Ritva. Mm-hmm. And it seems that would be, if you assume that it's a bracha on the Pirsum on this, again, it's part of the Birchas HaMitzvah, so you have to make it before. But if you assume the way the Maril suggests all three brachas have to be made, again, what's the Shekhiyano? How do you deal with the Shekhiyano? It's part and parcel of the whole package. It's a package deal, something along those lines. But if you assume, not like that, if you assume that we're talking about a seven Birchas HaRoa, so then again, and the reason why our Soloveitchik, and I'll tell you, it's Rav Chaim Briska. So Rav Chaim Briska had the following practice. The first night, and this is based again on Masech Hasov, the first night, he said all three brachas before the Adlaka. There you have no choice. And the second night on, he make a bracha before the Adlaka, lading near Shachanaka. He would light one there, and then he would make sure Asa Nisim, and light the other candles, and he said, of course, as well, Aner's Halol. He said, Aner's Halol. Really? I don't know anyone who does that. I never heard of anyone who does that, but that's what Chaim Briska does. Bikach Nohag Harav Soloveitchik. That's what he was doing as well.
Turn it to Birchas HaRoa.
That's right, exactly. Turn it to Birchas HaRoa. And maybe Am Yotze two Shitas. Why was it? Am Yotze two Shitas. Because if the Rav Shas Adisim is the Birchas HaRoa, I see the first Nair in front of me. If the Birchas HaMitzvah appears on an S, I didn't get light, all the other narrow. And the bracha is going to be chal, the other narrow, but I'm going to light afterwards. That's the...
makes sense.
Okay. by the way, Asalvezi said his grandfather, when he would walk home from shul on after mincha, because of course they led at shkia, like the gro. So if they walk home from shul, he would be led in the streets. So his eyes would be covered, so chas v'shalom, he shouldn't see any near Hanukkah that he might be enter a subject of Birchas HaRoya.
Oh wow.
This is classic Christmas. Classic.
He might be hit by a car, but that's okay.
What was that? Now there's another question.
The person who was leaving.
What?
He might see.
He was his daughter in Briska.
Right, he's not a Briska, right?
But even the first night, you can do it if you just look at your neighbor.
Exactly.
No, it's a chazan. Right.
Okay, I mean, I'm just telling you what
we're
the...
We're not knowing like that.
But, okay. So this is a very famous... I think I tell you the truth. I don't think this Kiddush is a Kiddush of Brisk. It's the mat before Shem Rishonim. I could show it to you, actually, a different Rishonim that I saw over the years. But it's interesting, the Achronim do have a suffix regarding the din, let's say, you know, there are three levels. By the way, someone asked me, and this is a very, I think, a significant question. Why is it the Shulchan Aruch does not openly or explicitly mention the three levels that are found in the Gemara? The Gemara mentions there, Rishu Beiso, and then there's Mahadvin. It's not found in the Shulchan Aruch. That's a striking thing. Why didn't they present three levels? The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, should have presented three levels. He does not do so. I'm not sure exactly why, but the Achronim have, I actually, over here, and the last two pages of this, three pages of this handout, there's a famous Kivega. I don't know if Kivegas, I know a few, but this is one of them that's very famous. Namely, Achronim have a question by the other two levels, Mahadin and Mahadin and Mahadin, and there's Chanukah. Let's say I forgot to make a bracha on the Ner Rishon, and I didn't make a bracha on the Hadlaka. So now the question is, can I make a bracha on the second Ner, where I forgot to make a bracha before the Hadlaka's Ner Rishon? And furthermore, what Kimega discusses that, let's say a person doesn't have Kavana. Can anyone in the house will make a bracha on the Hadlaka if he only has Kavana, not to be yotzei with the Hadlaka of the Balabai. So maybe it could be, it says, if I was already yotzei, the Ikochiv of Ner Rishon, I was yotzei with the Hadlaka of the Balabai, but can I still make a bracha on the Mitzvah Mahavir or on the Mitzvah Mahavir and Mahavir? So again, the way Rav Chaim and Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Soloveitchik were knowing that they made a bracha Shas Anisim, we see the Hadlaka of Ner Rishon and Sheni, even if you assume it's a Brichas HaMitzvah, so they assume that the Chiyav of Bracha is Chal on the Hadlaka there, so the Mahadvin, you can make a Bracha, loudly even on the second there. That's an assumption. That's what we keep making here. Barichas talks about a great length, and it could be that, again, that the question is, what's the nature of this din? This is by Salev, it's a famous Kasha, so let's use the quotes all the time. Why suddenly do we have three levels by Ner Chanukah? Because if you remember, the Rishonim talk a lot about Purim, Yedal and Tezvav. They're very bothered by, how is it that Chazal made such a takona, bifurcated takona, two different days. Mishmar echad yelochem, it's all where one Klal Yisrael is one unit. How do we have a division like this into 2 days? Yudal and Tezvav, of course, it's based on Gemaras and the like, and when the Ness occurred, the Mukafin as opposed to non-Mukafin, as opposed to Prozim. But here again, the question is why Chazal would institute such takona of Mahadim, Mahadim, and Mahadim. So apparently, you have to assume that it's not just Tam Hidur, but it's part of the Chalosh Shem of Ner Chanukah, that even the other two levels also are included in the Ner Chanukah, and that's the Guv, the Takana Mahadvin, you can Mekayim a Mitzvah, B'ner, Kolach, V'echad, Mosu, V'olech. That's part of the Ikur Kima Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. It means all the Neros are also by Noah, the same Nisa Noah as the first Ner, they're all considered to be a Chetz of Ner Chanukah, not just the candle number one, but on night number three, all three candles are considered to be a Chetz of Ner Chanukah, they're all also by Noah. And the Ramah discussed in Tafresh Shayim Dalid the Gabi the Isa being Madlik Biner the Ner. I spoke about this also a few years ago. Right. Whether you're allowed to be Madlik Biner or Rishon the Ner or Sheni or not. That's the issue, which is totally what is the status of those other Neros? How do you view them? The Ramah also, take a look in Perek Dalid, the first page again, the Ramah only reads. And the Ramah says, Afil Enu Mayochal, Elamet Atzdoka, Shol Lomokim Suso, Lokesh Shem, and Neros of Madlik Mashma, that you have to what? What's he talking about? Lokech Shemin bin Nerot Umadlik, Losha Abbot. So the Madaik from the Rambam that apparently, that just as he said earlier, Tzarachan Mizrah bin Mitzvah, Ner Chanukah, Losha B'Shevach, Okeel, etc., all are considered to be a Chetzah, Ner Chanukah, B'Shevach. There's no distinction between one Ner and the other Ner. That's a deal they make in the Losha Rambam. One of the problems that is raised that you understand this issue. And this is a massive issue, the bracha that we make, let's say someone who lights at Shkia, which is the Minig Agroh. And that's actually what many people are knowing, that Eretz Yisrael, Minig Yerushalayim, is the light at Shkia. I don't know what people here do, you light at Shkia, or at Seis, or after Maariv, I'm not sure exactly how, what people do. I light at Shkia, that's what I've done most of my life probably. But it could be that how could you light a Shkia when Chanukah has not yet come? I mean, you're making a bracha on Hadlaka before the Zana Mitzvah. Same problem with Erev Shabbos. What do you do with Erev Shabbos? It's such a massive issue in the Poskim and the Taz, and everyone, Magad Avraham, they're trying to figure out.
The Gemara says, you don't have a choice.
I know you have no choice, that's nice and dandy, but Shraga B'Tir Adomai Mahanya. And there during the day has no value. It's not called a Chetzah Shoner. How do you go ahead and, so of course, we light a Ner that can extend even into Shabbos. We use even those who use candles, we use very the candles this way, there won't be a problem. But I'm just saying, again, this issue was raised by Tumas Hadeshin. It's already quoted in Rishonim. They have a field day with this. They're trying to figure out how you light making a bracha. A bracha lighting near Chanukah, it's not Chanukah. And it's Erev Shabbos. And it's still daylight. And everything is wrong. And everything is not. And I mean, the briskets say, Rabbi Razi will tell you this. He'll probably take a shuah the Isa. You create a chetzah shomer. I don't know what that means, but anyway.
No, actually, I didn't think of that.
Oh, sorry. the bracha was niskan on the chetza of Asiyas Neros Chanukah. That's what Solveig used to say. Sometimes they'd speak in such they use such language which is beyond my ken. What does that mean? What does that mean? You create a chetza shon there. I mean, they bring a raya that there's a teshuvah in Shabbos. I don't think I quoted this teshuvah. Teshuvah Daf Chafei that talks about Ner Shabbos. what the nature of Ner Shabbos is. That says there's one opinion. No, make a bracha on halakas Ner Shabbos because it's going to be a chiyuv. The Gemara says halakas Ner Shabbos chayva. Losh and Gemara daf papay there in Shabbos. That's going to be a chiyuv, an obligation. And some say it's only reshus. So what's the issue? I mean, there are rishonim. Tosfos quotes this in Shabbos and chafei. Oh, I can actually find it right here. Have the Gemara on Shabbos. So there, Tosfos quotes here in chafei. Interesting. I focus on rishonim because I've been a mishulam that he said. Halakas Ner b'Shabbos Chovo, the Gemara says over here. So he says, there's an interesting machlokas there. Rabbi Meshulam lo yemavarech halakas Ner. He didn't make a bracha on halakas Ner Shabbos. Why not? Yaminu b'perek atchelet, kol mitzvah she'ein asiyasa, gemar melechet mitzvasa, in mevarechen aleha. If I have a mitzvah where the asiyah is not the gemar, it's not the end of the mitzvah, so then you don't make a bracha on it. B'Ner Shabbos, Ain Gemara Asiyos Ela B'Shas Achila. Yamin Rabbi Psochem. That the Gemara Asiyah of Ner Shabbos is when is the Achila on Friday night the meal. B'Riyah Omer Sheyesh Lo Barech. But the Riyah disagrees. He says you don't make a bracha. Below Kosher Matkelas the Gemara Mitzvah He Sheroyin Bal the Shabbos Bebeso Lisa Hakelim El Ashulchan. You can use the Ner of Shabbos to go and it gives you light to carry Kelim to the table to the Shulchan. What is the nature of this Machlokes? I mean, so again, the assumption of Ben Meshulam that somehow Ner Shabbos there's no Kima Mitzvah. Somehow he assumes that when you light Ner Shabbos, it's a Hechsher Mitzvah. It's a Hechsher Mitzvah. What's the Kima Mitzvah? When I eat the meal by the Ner Hadolok. Right. That's the actual Maisa Mitzvah. So now it's not the Gemar Mitzvosa. So what does he answer? The Re? No. At the end of the day, he says you can use it.
But he agrees, though, with the basic.
Correct. He agrees with the basic. But the problem is that at the end of the day, when is the Kima Mitzvah taking place? On Shabbos.
During the meal.
It's not taking place in Shas HaLoka. It's not taking place at the moment that I light the candles. But it's taking place actually on Shabbos itself. So again, so that's the question. That,
so then why, according to the readers, say you make bracha?
Because
he's still. By the key, but he's doing B'Shas Ma'isa. Nobody, everybody's left. All
no, but this is a general issue. Tesis in Sukkah, that been involved. That's where that Tesis is actually. This Tesis here is quoted, but I don't think I quoted the whole Tesis. This is a famous Tesis. You see on page number one, the Tesis discusses. Oh, but it's the wrong Tesis. Not that this Tesis. The one on top of the page. It said the Tesis on top of the page of Sukkah, that been involved. Ha'isa Sukkah, B'Rach Shechianu. So there Tesis discusses the Yerushalmi that you make a bracha last of Sukkah. You make a bracha when you ha'isa lulav atzmo, ha'isa sukkah atzmo, and you make a bracha. That's the question. What is the nature of that bracha? We passing. You don't make a bracha on the hechsher mitzvah. It's asiyas asukkah. It's asiyas alulav. You're not going to make a bracha on the hechsher mitzvah. You make a bracha on the actual lulukach lulucham yamarisha basukah seish v'shem asyomim when you sit in the sukkah, when you actually take the lulav. So the and the gemara says in Menachos is the gemara that eim bracha mel asiyah. The gemara says you don't make a bracha actually on the actual on the act of preparation. The preparatory steps that are taken, what's called the Hechsher Mitzvah, it's not the Gemara Mitzvah. So, apparently, again, going back to Avinu Meshulam, so he apparently held that there's no bracha nasiyas chetzes for mitzvah. The bracha is on the Gemara Mitzvah. The Re apparently holds no. Maybe he holds there's a bracha nasiyas a mitzvah. Maybe that's good for the machlokes. I'm saying the Re Avinu Meshulam, that's what they're arguing whether, how, in terms of the bracha, what exactly the bracha is made on. Is it made on the asiyas a mitzvah? Is it made on the Gemara Mitzvah? So that's why the Re answered over here, by their Shabbos. I just read it. The re-answer by their Shabbos is that basically, since you're using the candle to go and bring the candle to the Shulchan, so here somehow it's not lacking, it's part of the Maisa Achila Lor HaNer. Somehow you have to assume that's connected. I mean, otherwise I don't understand exactly what his position is. So I'm just saying that even though there's no Kima Mitzvah in the Guf HaDloka, you're not being the Kima in the Mitzvah of the Guf HaDloka itself, that you're not doing. However, as I said, there is a Chiyuv Bracha because it's not different than any other creating of a Chetzer Shel Mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik wanted to connect this to what he called creating a Chetzer Shel Ner. That's Erev Shabbos. He claimed that's what Tumas HaDeshen has in mind. Doesn't exactly say that.
So why, by the Asiyas Sukkah, don't you make a bracha?
I mean, you're saying we should make a bracha by Asiyas Sukkah. What's the deal if a person makes a... Okay, so we pass on the halacha, you don't make a bracha, Laso Sukkah. But let's say a person made a bracha of Shechiyanu when he made the Sukkah. The Gemara says, Oysa Sukkah, Laso Mavach Shechiyanu. So the halacha is you don't make shachianu then on the sukkah night.
Oh, and make kiddush.
You don't make. It means I made it 3 days before. Oh, I built my sukkah a week before.
Really?
And I made shachianu. That's a bit what that mashmah from tasting and sukkah there. That's been
still
okay.
Making on
that's
the day.
So that's a question.
Exactly.
I make it on the day. Is there a gemara sukkah here? There is one. I have an old thing right here. Shani masukkah. Anyway, I got it. Thank you. So Adav ben Bov, they're placed on top of the page, so he actually discusses this matter. Okay, he goes into the whole Shechiyanu business. When do you say Shechiyanu? When do you not say Shechiyanu? But the question is, Nichnas Leishiba. Here's the Tosfos. I'm sorry, Tosfos number three on the dot. Nichnas Leishiba, Mavarach Leishiba Sukkah. Midlo Kam, Mavarach Shayim. So he says, Mashma, Dinofik, Ahod, Diberach, Asiya Shechiyanu. He asks your kashim. He said, Yod Yotze with the bracha I made when Asiya Sasukkah. In fact, Tosfos says, the tame of the table in the bracha Mishum Yomtev.
Yeah.
Your kashim. What about, so Tosfos says, Vishema, came in the Sukkah Machmas Chagko Asiya. Svaru, Dizman Dido, Abel Bishaberach Bechol, Potu Apechag.
Wow.
That's what I told you.
That's a
what's the chant of that? Dizman Ki Osi, Machmas Moed Ki Osi. I feel the blow Yomtev. He says,
it's like he did it.
So he
it's
also.
He gave an advancement.
Exactly, like an advancement. But that means, let's say, a week before I build a sukkah, and now I made the Rosh Hashanah, and that Shapiro is going on to do Sayo. Wow, that's a
Chiddush
Golden Ma'ed. But okay, I'm just indicating that. Again, the point is that the bracha of Ahavi Neshal Chanukah, again, one could argue that since I'm lighting a Shkias HaChama, according to the Rambam has to have the Paschal like that, by the way, the Rambam writes the mitzvah is to light Im Hashkia, not
but
like the
Mechaber. It's a machlokes, a better understand what Shkias HaChama is, no?
No, that's a different machlokes.
No,
that's
no.
That's a separate
what,
issue.
No,
it's not
the
get to this.
Sorry,
the
sorry, sorry, that's not what I meant. I meant the machlokes is when it says Shkias HaChama in the Gemara, is Baskalos Shkias HaChama, or it's
right, that's a machlokes of Rishonim.
So it's not Kiyilu, the ones who hold that it's Baskalos Shkias HaChama, it's not Bizman.
Okay,
that
okay, okay but
man.
If you hold that the Rambam says, Tchilas HaShkia, that's the Lashon Rambam, I don't know if I have it here in this Rambam, but that's what he writes, that's what the Gaon holds. I mean, the way Rasul Meji is saying that the bracha is chal on the asiyas chetzah shol mitzvah by creating a chetzah shol ner somehow, and he connected to that. Rabbi Shaul Marif, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't heard that in years and years, but he connected to those two rishonim. I'm just saying that the Rambam is again that there's no other bracha, so it means you can make a bracha even now, even earlier. I mean, so I'm just going back to the issue that I mentioned of Kivega, namely the fact that you make a bracha on neros and mahadrim, you're also part of the chetzah shol mitzvah. Whereas if Kivega is machadish, it's also part of the chetzah shol mitzvah. So someone told me that's the reason why the Mechaber doesn't list three levels, because three levels implies that what? A second level is Mechaber, a third level is Mechaber. No, it's not so. It's all part of the Chetzer Shal Mitzvah. I don't know if that's the explanation why the... I'm bothered by that. I'm bothered a little bit why the Rambam did not... Why the Mechaber did not decide to quote the what seems to be would have been the logical thing. Okay, I just want to mention a few other matters along the way. Mm-hmm. There is, again, there are people who are... discussing with me again, I don't know exactly how to deal with this issue completely. I'll be honest with you. There is an inyan. The Mordechai says, and the Rambam quotes it. Look at Tavrei Shain Vav, page number one. It says Tavrei Shain Zayin. Yesh Omer Shabbi Shemadigim Alav B'Toch Beso Imu B'Makom She'ein Bo Yisrael Mali B'Brachas. Means they're lighting for you in your home. Let's see, your wife is lighting or whoever is lighting for you. But if you are a place where there are no other Jews. Madlik bebrachas. What kind of halacha is that? The Gemara says in Shabbos against that. The Gemara tells you, I think it's talking about, probably you can interpret it as referring to, let's say, yeshiva bachar. That they're not, by the way, this is another area that requires a lot of, I have in my yeshiva, I have svardim, they don't like, because they live in California.
What?
So that's a 10-hour difference, as far as I know, between here and California.
Right.
Their parents are mostly them in Eretz Chanukah. I don't get it. What about the din of close regular Ashok? Well, it's not the same close regular Ashok here as over there. How in heaven's name are they Yotze?
Mm-hmm.
It should be too. I agree. No, I get you.
We should have a white sound rock.
Correct, that's what I said.
Shabbos or Chanukah?
I'm doing a Chanukah. So I told him to lie, Neros Chanukah, without a bracha. Kacha Martilan, thank you. Rosh Hashanah to Ladaikha. That's what I told him to lie without a bracha. Seems to me that would be the proper thing, but they don't do that. But
he probably got it from something Rabbi Avadia said.
Of course, Rabbi Avadia, completely Rabbi Avadia. Listen, Rabbi Avadia also paskin that every Ashkenazi Jew is obligated to follow the Beit Yosef in Eretz Yisrael because he's the Maradar in Eretz Yisrael. So I asked two Anoshim Gedolim Ashkenazim, and they told me, I don't want you to name names. Yeah, he told me, Kishgaga ha-yotzeit l'vnei ha-shari. Okay, that's an expression which is pretty strong. That means we don't have to listen to that. Anyway, but here the Gemara says this is a Gemara against this Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, that I don't have to worry about lighting because they only lit for me in my house. So what is he saying over here? New halacha that you have to go ahead and even though they lit for you and you're yotze with their lighting. I mean, this is a question that many people ask. Let's say they're coming home late. So what should they do? There's someone home. Is it better for someone who's home to light on their behalf, bisman, let's say, whether it's seis or shkia, however, whatever your practice is, or no, that you should wait till you come home and then light. And then we just heard before, Rabbi Razbi, I can quote you now, that my wife was sleeping, yes, and therefore I wait, I don't light at shkia, but let's say she wakes up at 12 o'clock at night, I'm not at 12 o'clock at night.
There's a limit.
But there's a limit. What's the limit? What's the limit?
Shalom bayis.
I'm not against Shalom bayis. I'm very much in favor of Shalom bayis.
Say it louder.
What was that?
No, at that, there's a certain point where I
they
say
they asked me why the Rambam ends. Okay, the Rambam is over here, very dalit, halacha yedalit. The Rambam goes, with a very unusual for him. Hayal v'falim ner beisa, that's a din, ner Chanukah. Or ner beisa kiddush shalom, ner beisa kodim, shim shalom bayis, shah Hashem nimchak, the Rambam becomes, waxes very agadic. Godel ha-shalom, shekal ha-torah, nidno lasa shalom olam, he's 100% right. That's but what they're doing in Hilchos Chanukah, this is irrelevant to Chanukah. We saw a Gemara like that in Gittin, on the Testament of Beis. The Gemara discusses the Takonas of Chazal with reference to a Kohen, Levi Yisrael. The Gemara says, what do you mean? The Gemara says, Dakri Shalom, it's not Dakri Shalom, Daraisa, the Gemara says. And then the question, what Daraisa? Probably the Kiddashto, that's the Daraisa. But then the Gemara says, Kol HaTorah Kula Mishum Dakri Shalom. That's why one of the Makaros of the Rambam, that he says, Kol HaTorah Kula, he did not say Shalom Olam. But going back to this Rambam, the Mechaber here, that they only lived for me, why? I only was yotzei in the mitzvah of Chanukah. My house.
Maybe we didn't see we
no, so that's what look at the Ramah. Ki chayev lirat anera. He calls from the Mordechai. What a chiddush gadol. Chayev lirat anera. So right away the Mishnah Berurah, directly I cited over here, he said there's a stira between this and a din in Tafrei Shain Vav Siv Gimel. The sober shom. The chshemadigim beveso itzorach v'achal ariyah. It's pretty clear halacha. What they if someone, I asked my wife, Ishtar Gufel, let's assume you subscribe to that. I'll tell you, she had difficulty with that Mishnah Berurah. But let's assume Ishtar Gufel, which is what most of the world assumes.
Yes.
So I'm working, and my wife lights Ner Chanukah. I ask her to light on my behalf, and she lights on behalf of the house. I'm part of the house, and she's part of the house, etc., etc. I don't have to now go make a brach al riyah. So now I write stira to what it says over here in the Mordechai. He writes, B'din dekan humen ha-Mordechai, B'shom sosim ha-Mechaber, Kishari Poskim, Shecholkim Olam, obviously the Poskim don't give the
Mordechai. You're going to make a brach on the Riyah, but you have to see.
Oh, so that's why I like to learn the, shall we say, the Pshat in the Mordechai. Chayav Liros Saneros, that ain't Tzorech Lavarech Al Riyah, you have to see, that's right. 100%, that's why I'm asking the Stira, I don't think it's a Stira. But he said, Ladina ain't Lino Kein Lahalik B'Bracha, B'Shabru agrees with you, you don't lie with the Bracha. Elim Kein Sheyom HaShein Emotze, Lots of Adogas Ishto. If you, I don't want to be yotze with my wife's lighting. Yeah. So then, of course, in those circumstances, you'd make a bracha. I mean, this whole issue, someone made me crazy today with this issue also, as far as Rias Haneros, and, you know, many people have this practice. And again, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's, I don't do it personally, but many people stare at the Haneros for hours. I think they say that's what I'd more do. Oh, it's here in time just to tell us about what they do over there. Again, I'm not holding by these madrigas. I know the truth about Moshe. He says, "Beriya achas, beriya ba'alma kodivah." Gemara Babitzia. So just one beriya is sufficient. The yotzei the mitzvah. So mikra did. I'm not saying there's any more with beriya subsequently, and you want to. But he says, "Chayim liros haneros." But that could mean a beriya b'mitzvah. It's not dafka, an extended kind of beriya. That's not necessary offhand. This one. But the simple pshat is without a bracha. That takes care of that issue. Now I just want to mention something else that there are a number of rishonim, and I don't know if you. I'm sure you probably came across this. But there are, if you take a look at, I think I did Xerox it over here. May I just read this and then perhaps I will, because otherwise I'm going to get into another issue. there's a Ramah in Tafresh Ayin Zayin. Let me see if I can find it actually over here. Ramah quotes actually, what I just mentioned, okay, let's just make this a bit further on this. That because when the Ramah says from the Mordechai Chai Liros Haneros, it sounds like a bit more than what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you look at the Mordechai himself, I actually checked in the Mordechai to see what the Mordechai says. I thought I xeroxed the Mordechai here somewhere, but I don't see it here right now.
Same page.
Same page on the bottom. Where did I put it?
In the middle.
In the middle. Okay, the Mordechai here, Haroeh.
Yeah. Resh Tamazayim. That one.
No, that's not exactly the one. This doesn't quote. At the bottom of the Mordechai here, she'nagu b'nei adam she'ochin. They went to Liyarid. They used to go to these markets. V'lo'ya dar Yehudi be'ota year u'madlikin b'veis hanochri. It's like someone who finds himself in a city of non-Jews. There's no ner dolok, and you don't see a ner shel Yisrael, so you have to be madlikin ner. That's what the Ramo here seems to be saying. That the Rachabri said, if there's a no Jew present, Madlik Bibrachos, Kichayim Lir Sanera. So the problem is that the Rachabri says, Madlik Bibrachos. He had done it just in terms of what we mentioned a second ago. He said, you're supposed to make a bracha. And apparently, because it comes out that, again, that it sounds like almost like the Birchas HaRoeh becomes the Birchas HaMitzvah. Now, I don't know if that's the pshat in this Mordechai. I'm not sure. Because essentially, he's saying, that chayav lirot hanerot.
And he's saying is if you don't see, then your wife can't like you at home.
If you don't
it
see.
It only works having someone like you at home if you end up seeing candles somewhere.
When you come home.
Not at home.
Yeah. On the street, coming home.
Yeah, why? Not coming. Anywhere, wherever you want. You're not going home.
Uh-huh. No, because the problem that the Mishnah Berurah raises is, okay, maybe I'm just, because the stira that they ask here is the following. Because here in Tafresh Ayin Vav, which I don't know that I, Tafresh Ayin Vav, that's on page number 2, in Sif Gimel, yes, Sif Gimel is there. Mishalo Hidlik, Veno Asi Lahadik Bosu Alayla. The person who did, I'm on upper left hand corner of page 2, in Sif Gimel. It's below the Mariel, the Ramah. Mishalo Hidlik, Veno Asi Lahadik Bosu Alayla. Someone who did not light Neros Chanukah is not going to light that night. The Gavi Malikim Allah B'toch Beso. Shiron Nechanukah Mavarach Shasan Nisan. Mashma, in Madlikim Allah B'Beso, Eilim Mavarach Shiron Nechanukah. The Ramah does not say a word here. Shouldn't the Ramah be masking over here as well? He was masking on the previous halacha, on page number 1.
It says, Eino
Atzit Lahadik. One second. It says, right, Eino Atzit Lahadik, exactly as you pointed out correctly, Johnny, 100%. But the problem is that here, the Ramah is masking by the one we just read in Tafresh Ayin Zayin, Sid Gimel, on page number 1 again. Here the Ramah is masking. It says Yesh Omer Shavu Pi Shemadlikim Betoch Beisu Mavakum Sheimbo Yisrael. There are no Jews Madlik Bibracha, which is the Mordechai. And here the Ramah says Chayim Lios Haneres. The Ramah associates himself. In the earlier Ramah, the Madlik in my house that I see near Chanukah, Ein Mavarech. Here it says you Mavarech Al Aloka because of the Mitzvah Ria. So the Mishnah Berurah is trying to be Miyashe this. I mean, it's a Stira. No, the Ramah should have been. I mean, it could be that again that there's a Mitzvah to see the Neres. The Ramah says over here. However, maybe it's mechalek, maybe in the case of we paskin that in general by birchas hamitzvah, when you make a bracha, only there's a ma'isa mitzvah. That's in general the reality of. You hear what I'm saying, Mitch? Look at the. Okay,
I'm actually not following this theory.
Okay, let's start again. Why is it the Ramah only comment on Tov Reish Ayin Zayin on page number 1 that if they are going to. Even though they live for me, I always yotze the mitzvah. But if I live in a place, if I'm in a place where there are no Jews, then I have to be madlik bibracha. Namely, the bracha of Shasa Nisim I have to make. Because I'm chuyah to see the candles. Okay. That's what he says here. Now the previous, on page 2, where he quotes in Sif Gimel, upper left-hand corner, Mi shalom hidlik ve'no asid lahadli bosa alayla. The guy did not light Neros Chanukah, he doesn't plan on lighting that night. The guy made Madlikim Allah B'toch Beso, and they're not lighting for him. That's the Chilah you say.
It's a bit of
okay, one second. That's the question. What exactly is the difference? He said, but Mashma, if I want to be Medayik from that,
Mechaber. You did like, you don't have to.
That's correct. In Madlikim Allah B'Beso, and in Mevarach Sharon
Nechadika. You distinguish between your own lighting and someone else's lighting.
So that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Yesh Lechaber between my lighting and someone else. Correct. That's what they say. Because the Achronim is the stira between these two, Dinah B'Shalom, but that's the simple pshat. There's a distinction between my doing it as opposed to someone else doing it. Okay, I mentioned
this. So, but according to this, according to the Mordechai, right, where you're saying you light and there's no goyim and there's no Jews around, right? So that means, according to your deed, that you had an Alanisim, that the presumi, there's no presuminisim by goyim.
Himself.
Right? This is because he's lighting for himself. Mm-hmm. There's no presuminisim.
There's something
so it doesn't go with your deal in Alanisim.
Okay, that doesn't bother me.
I'm
breaking it.
Okay, that's all. Oh, I'm sorry, David. You don't like that?
It's irrelevant.
No,
it's irrelevant. The rub setup shot.
Okay. That pshat, by the way, I heard from my father that I was Rafa. He used to be medayik in all the everything in the davening. Okay, I didn't realize what time it is as usual. I was gonna go on another tap, but I won't do it. I'll just say one last thing. There's a famous. I'm very into Rabbi Akiva Eiger, all the different aspects of him, and so there's a very famous drasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I bought recently, about 3 or 4 years ago, that's recently, I bought actually a collection of his letters and drasha. I read the whole thing in one night, and I'm very in love with Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rav Soloveitchik said that, one of the favorite pastimes of Bachorei Yeshiva is to answer the kashas of the Kivega. He said, Hashem, you're Einai? And they said, no, we'll answer it. So the Rav said, it was someone in the Shir, when I was there, he's a Rosh Shiva today in the Shir University, a very prominent Talmud Chacham. So he said that was one of his things, to answer all the questions of the Kivega. And so the Rav said, every time he tried to answer it, he said, you know what you did just now? You changed the premise of the question. If you deal with a different premise of the Kivega, then of course you can answer it. But when he says, Hashem, you're Einai, and he's working with a certain premise, so you have to answer it based on his premise. If you decide to change the premise, it changes the rules of the game, and therefore that's why.
Memory lane nostalgia. I remember like it was yesterday. The Shir Rav Lichtenstein said, and he was referring to a Rebbe Kiveger, and he was talking about exactly this point. He said, "You have tzarich yud, tzarich tzad, tzarich in gadol, and then a Shir Yorai Einai." He was pedagog. As I remember, Rav Lichtenstein said to me, "He got it from the Rav, or maybe not." That. Up till Hashem Yorei and I, Rabbi Akiva Eiger knew he had the answers. But he left them for Talmidim. It was pedagogic. Okay. He left it for Talmidim. But Hashem Yorei and I, he didn't have the answer. Mm. That's what I'm almost positive. Okay. I remember he was standing.
Good.
Heard the same? Or
I heard the same from Avraham Lichtenstein. That's correct. Anyway, I spent probably more time with him than you did, although not as much time as these people lived in the yeshiva. I only heard him from 68, 69, 70, 71. And then when I made Aliyah, 10 years in the Gruz.
Sure.
And here and there, whenever he went to Gev Ashir, I was there. But other than that, I didn't hear much more than that.
Did you say other than that?
Other than that. These guys learned in the yeshiva. They learned the Babu Kavua. I wasn't zaka to that. I'm not joking.
I think you probably
don't. Think you
what was that? Anyway,
you trumped me.
I told you because there was a in the Coldale where Robert Lichtenstein came to say the Shurim, they didn't come to his Shurim. I think I told you.
They didn't
come to the Shurim because he said it in Hebrew. So his Hebrew was a very, very high level Hebrew, And they didn't understand his Hebrew. So he asked me at one point after several years here and there, why you Coldale? Should I change? I said, why are you asking me? Ask Rabbi David Miller. He's the Rosh HaKollel. He said, Rabbi David Miller told me to ask you. Okay, so he asked me, because I used to come to the Shurim with Rabbi David Miller, and later on, Rabbi Asaf Bednosh also came to the Shurim. Anyway, so I didn't know what to say. I'm going to answer, I'm telling the Gadol HaDor what he should do, whether he should speak in Hebrew or in English. And I know his English also. It's, shall we say, pretty high level. So he asked me every single week, no, did you decide yet? So finally, after 6 months, he said, listen, I need an answer. He told me, I need an answer. I said, okay, switch to English. So that week, I told every member of the Kollel, every Avreich, come to the Shir. I beg of you, he's switching to English now. It's going to be understandable, completely comprehensible. It's going to be wonderful, wonderful. They have one door there with such clarity and assurance that you should come. So next week, they all came. So Alechasi, after the Shir comes over to me, he said, wow. See? I said, well, he said, you did it. You told me to switch to English. The next week, not one of them showed up. So I was astounded. What happened? So they told me they didn't understand his English b'chlam. They didn't know what he was talking about. It was so beyond. So Rav Lichtenstein then comes over to me, again after the second shiur. He says, Makara. So I said, you have to speak in English. I told him. That was just a joke because the shiur was in English. Anyway, so he didn't smile. He wasn't smiling at all. He didn't go for my jokes. Anyway, so I told him the English was beyond their ken. They said they were not able to handle. He said, what should I do? What language should I speak? He said, should I speak in Yiddish? So I said, I don't think that's a good idea at all. He didn't know what to do. He was very, chasar onim. It was frustrating. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he has a very fascinating letter that apparently he wrote to he lived in Posen, and he writes a letter to the king, praising the king. The king apparently gave permission of the Jewish community to be sovereign, to have their own administration and to have their own autonomy. And he was praising the king, praising Hashem, that the king gave us such ability to run our own affairs and govern ourselves, etc., etc. And then he says over here, it goes on for pages, literally pages, but it's entitled Shevach V'Kilus Melech HaMdina HaDavuk V'Midat HaShalom. That's what he writes here. Barichot Shein Kavo. Unbelievable. See, the Hakar Satov. This, by the way, reminds me, Rav Nissim Alpert once told me, Zatzal, that Rav Moshe Feinstein called the United States of America Malchut Shel Chesed. He felt that any European who came here, and any American born in the United States, has an obligation of Hakar Satov to the United States government. And in fact, they were makbid, more the Europeans were makbid to say the tefillah, Biat Shalom Medinat America. They said it every, I think many shuls say it, if I'm not mistaken. I recall being in a number of shuls, even recently, Hanosin Shul HaMalachim, etc., etc. Some of them only say that, and they'll say for the state of Israel. Okay, let's not get into that topic right now. But anyway, that's basically the whole tshuva. And then he goes on and on, and then he says, I just, Chen Ani Omer, Bamesha Ininu Ra'ob Bichlod Adonin HaMelech Yorum Kvodo. All these praises. And on and on and on, and the king defended them, defended the Jewish community, and he's very thankful, unbelievably, a lot of thanks. And nitan lekehilat Pozna haskut lenahel et hakehila kechol mishpatea v'chukotea. We have our own sovereignty, our own autonomy, and he's very, very thankful. And then he goes on to say the following, so that's what I want to end with. And he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he tells you there's a din, he writes this as a din, even though it's very homiletic in nature, the whole letter. But the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk Tehillim Nun, Zoveach Todo Yichabdonini, V'som Derech Arena B'yesh Elokim. And he writes, V'amechuban, Ki Mishu Mekabel Tova Mezilato, V'eino Makir Ta Tova, V'eino Noten Lo Hodaya Al Kach. He says, someone who is the recipient of whatever beneficence, whatever benefaction he received from a benefactor, obviously, from someone who's magnanimous, and it's not Makir Tov, it doesn't thank the person, that's fairly obvious. If you don't say thank you to the person, you can't expect that person will continue in that vein. Obviously, he doesn't place much value in the hatava that he's receiving. And he wants to interpret many Gemaras. Al pidrush. He's also entitled once in a while to a little drush, and he goes on, and he said, this is the pshat of the pasuk, Zoveach Todo Yichabdonini, someone who's doing the Korban Todo, and he understands that Yichabdonini means he's ready to show the individual that I'm grateful for the Torah that you gave me. Som Derech Arenu B'Yesh Elokim. He understands that to mean that by showing him Torah, so then the person will continue, and he says, Kal V'Chomer, that applies to our relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, that the more we are makir tov to Hashem Yisbarach, the more tov a person could be zochet to, and the greater the hakaras hatov, the greater the hatava Hashem Yisbarach is going to offer us. That's what he writes in this whole yisod of pages and pages and pages going on and on, and I think that's a very important yisod in life. My father, Shalom, taught me to give hakaras hatov to kohanim, to say yashikar to them. And I mentioned that many people questioned that practice on my part. I found the force firm that, thank God, justified my existence. Rav David Miller asked me, how can I be mafsik with Yisrael Sfei Tachanun? The Shin Kubetzin, you can't be mafsik. Hashem, it's a tzorech hatfilah. Tzorech hatfilah, someone gives me a bracha, I have to thank him for that bracha. And many other reasons, I've said this over many times. But anyway, so this is what the Rabbi Kivagi is saying. So Hakara Satov is really the yisod, one of the most, the Chavis HaVavah says, the most important yisod, tashtit shokol amidot Hakara Satov. We have to be thankful, just like we have to be thankful to other human beings, to our wives, to our families, to our parents, to our children. And Kal V'Chomer, Rosh HaKal, you have to be thankful to Hashem. And the more we express that, Halavai Ribbono Shel Olam should pay us back with more Hatavot and more Hatavot. And Ein Sof, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, and we should be Zochet. To the Shem Sheh, Yibid La'avoteinu Bayam Ma'ein, Bazman Hazeh, Halavai we should be Zochet to those Nisan as well.
Amen. 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 Amen.